Good evening.
Ruby.
How are you, Ruby?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking.
Are you the only one on?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, wait.
I'm gonna mute my phone.
Okay.
Hannah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedula Chamin Sa Tati Se. Alafet Gimel Yidta Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Shamrin Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlein Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Penei Zochre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tzadi yud taf. The letters of the month of Shavat, the bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the tzadi that created the constellation Deli, the water carrier. Some say it's the water bucket. This is the astrological sign of Aquarius. The Tzadi and the Bet together have a gematria of 92, which was 91 plus the Kolel. This is indicating that the two letters are representing the unity of Zeranpin and Malchut, the spiritual and physical worlds. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we're going to separate the right column energy from the left column energy, and we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Ad Adonai Ohewahe El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Nase'awon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nake. We're now going to read the verses from the Tanakh that connect us to the energy of the various years. The first year will be this current year, 5777, the year of the goat. And there are two verses that connect to that energy. The first that we will read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzot saduni katzipor. When we take the first letter of those words, we're able to permute them into three Hebrew words, tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, the last letters of those words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Since it has concealed within this verse the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, and the letters of the name of the year are separated by an equal letter sequence of seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai. Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5776, the year of the pause. And this year also has two verses. The first that we will read is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levim. Ad kelo tam lacha yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halivim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 Aka A Re Ka Ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Yitru Ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohei Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. We're now going to connect to the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. At least in potential, and for some it was actual. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol Hamachavoyam, Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon. V'halakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno. V'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. And the last year that we'll connect to is the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom l'ami l'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona. And now we're going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. It has the energy of certainty. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin te bid hilu. Urchimu hilu hilu urchimu. L'yachta l'shem yud he bavav he. B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah, vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adenu konenei aleinu maasei adenu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Perichu Koma Diaved Leela Witata. Kolayu kishot v'yovada, dikshot v'leidlach mila v'yalma divaye, parnash l'dachya leya mineya, ulan haga beya kalana dehakulu. Ovada dikshot inun wikola, it's the rich be alma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim that chose to leave this particular day, the 10th day of Shabbat, the 11th day of Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda Lieb ben David, Rabbi Chaim Yehoshua ben Reuben HaKohen, Rabbi David Nosen Deutsch, and the 8th verse of the Anna B'Koach, we will say in a whisper. Today's class, I know I had announced that it would be the continuation from Rabbi Ashlag, but today is the best day to read the section of the mana. And what is recommended is that we read this section twice in the Hebrew and once in the Aramaic. But it's my opinion that the Aramaic was the language of the people in those days. So when it says to read it in the Aramaic, it means to read it in English, in our generation with English-speaking people. So the handout can be found in two locations on the Hashem website. One is on any page. Underneath the two pictures on the right is a link, Unique Astrological Events. When that link is opened, scroll down just past Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and you'll see a link to the ritual for the reading of the mana. And we will start with that handout that's on the page. It's 5 pages long. We're going to start out with the prayer, and we'll read it in Hebrew. Please feel free to join along if you can read, or to scan if you're not able to read out loud. Yehi ratzon milfanecha, Adonai Yohewahe, Eloheinu, Velohe Avotenu. Shetazmin parnasa lekol amcha beit Yisrael uparnasati ufarnasat anshe beiti piklalam benachat velo batzar pekavod velo bevizu pecheter velo beisur. Kede sheno kal le'avod l'avodatecha v'lilmod toratecha kemo shezanta le'avotenu man bim techbar be'eretzia v'arava. This is page 2. Wayomer. This is the beginning of the Torah itself. Wayomer Adonai Yohewahe El Moshe Hineni Mamtir Lachem Lechem Min Hashamayim V'yatzaham Velachtu divaryom beyomo leman anasenu hayelech betorati im lo vechaya bayom hashishi wehekinu et asher yaviyu vechaya Mishne al asher yiltiketu yom yom vayomer Moshe v'acharon el kol b'nei Yisrael erev vidatem ki Adonai Yohewahei otziyo Edhem me'eretz mitzrayim uboker uritem et kivod Adonai, yohe wahe b'shamo, et lunotechem, al Adonai, yohe wahe, benachnu makit alinu, aleinu vayomer, Moshe betet Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Lachem Ba'erev Basar, Lechol Belechem Baboker, Lisboa Bishmoa, Adonai Yohei Wahei, Et lunotechem asher atem malinim alav enachnu malo aleinu tlunotechem ki al Adonai yohei wahei vayomer Moshe El Aharon, Emor El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael, Kirvu Lifnei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, Ki Shama Et Lunotechem, V'yahi Kedaber, Aharon El Kol Adat, B'nei Yisrael v'yichnu el ha-mibar v'hine kivod Adonai Yohei Wahei nira be'anan v'idaber Adonai Yohei Wahei el Moshe le'mor Shamati et telunot, B'nei Yisrael daber aleichem, Lemor ben ha'arbaim, Tochlu basar, Uva boker tishbe ulachem, Vidatem ki ani Hashem Adonai Yohei Wahei, Eloheichem. Vayhi ba'erev, vata al haslov, vadkas et hamachane, uva boker, haita shikvat hatal saviv lemachane, vata al shikvat hatal, Vehine al pene, amibar dak bechus pas. Page 3. Dak por al haaretz, vayiru bene Yisrael, vayomru ish, el achiv manhu, ki lo yadu, mahu vayomer Moshe, alechem, hu alechem, asher natan Adonai, yohei wahei, Lachem le'achla, ze hadavar asher tziva, Adonai Yohei Wahei, liktu mimenu, ish lefi achlo, omer legalgolet, mispar nafshotechem, ish la'asher. Ve'achalo tikahu, v'yasu ken b'nei Yisrael, v'yilketu hamarbe, v'hamamit, V'yamodu ba'omer v'lo ha'adif ha'marbe v'ha'mamit lo hechziri shlichi ach lo lekatu v'yomer Moshe aleichem ish al yoter Mimenu ad boker v'lo shamu el Moshe v'yotiru anashim mimenu ad boker v'yarum tolaim v'yivash v'yiksof aleichem Moshe v'yilketu Oto baboker, baboker ishkefi achlo, v'chem ha-shemesh, v'namas v'yehi b'yom ha-shishi, liktu lechem mishne shene ha-omer, la'echad b'yobo'u kol nesiyeh. Ha'eda v'yigidu l'moshe v'yomer aleichem Hu asher diber Adonai yohei v'hei Shabbaton Shabbat Kodesh L'Adonai yohei v'hei Machar et asher tofu efu Et asher tevashlu Vashelu Ve'et kol ha'odev Anichu lachem V'mishmeret ad aboker V'yanichu oto ad aboker Kasher tziva Moshe V'lo chivish v'rima, lo haita bo, v'yomer Moshe ichluhu, ayom ki Shabbat, ayom l'Adonai yohei v'hei, ayom lo timtzauhu, basadeh. Sheshet yamim tliftuhu uvayom hashvi'i Shabbat lo yihye bo vayihi bayom hashvi'i yatsu min ha'am. Page 4. Lilkot v'lo matzau Vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei El Moshe Adana Me'antem Lishmor Mitzvotai V'torotai Ro'u Ki Adonai Yohei Wahei Natan Lachem HaShabbat Al Kein Hu Noten Lachem Vayom ha-shishi, lechem yomam shavu ish tachtav, al yetzei ish mimkomo. Vayom ha-shvi'i, vayisbechutu, ha'am vayom ha-shvi'i, vayikreu beit Yisrael. Et shemo man v'hu kezera kad lavan v'letamo ketzapichit bidvash v'yomer Moshe ze hadavar asher tziva Adonai yohei v'hei milo ha'omer mimenu V'mishmeret l'dorotechem L'man yiru et halechem Asher ha'eschalti etchem b'amidbar behotzi etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim vayomer Moshe el Aharon kach nitzintenet achat v'ten shama melo ha'omer banu v'chanach oto lifnei Adonai ohe wahe l'mishmeret l'dorotechem kasher tziva Adonai yohe wahe el Moshe v'yanichehu acharon lifnei ha'edut l'mishmaret uvnei Yisrael et aman achlu ad boam el tzeketze eretz kenan v'haomer asirit ha'efahu. We will read this tomorrow morning again in the Hebrew, so that would be the second time today. And now for the English translation of what we just read. Then said Hashem to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven, lechem b'shamayim, for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my Torah or not. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, at evening then you shall know that Hashem that has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning when you shall see the glory of Hashem, when the Eternal hears your murmurings against Hashem, and what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when Hashem shall give you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For that Hashem hears your murmurings, which you murmur against Hashem. And, starting on page 5, and what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Hashem. And Moses spoke to Aaron, say to all the congregation of the people of Israel, come near before Hashem, for the Eternal has heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke, to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Hashem appeared in the cloud. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the people of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at evening you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am Hashem your Elohim. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay around the camp. And when the dew that lay was gone, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, that there lay a small round thing, as small as hoarfrost on the ground. And when the people of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they knew not what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which Hashem has given you to eat. This is the thing that which Hashem has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons, whom each of you has in his tent. And the people of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some less. And when they did measure it with an omer, he who gathered much had nothing over, and he who gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moshe said, let no man leave of it till the morning. However, they listened not to Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun became hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, this is what Hashem has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath to Hashem. Bake that which you will bake today, and boil what you will boil today. And that which remains over, lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up until the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink. Neither was there any worm in it. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to Hashem. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, and on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, and they found none. And Hashem said to Moses, how long refuse you to keep my mitzvot and my laws? See, because Hashem has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called its name Manna. And it was like coriander seed, white. And its taste was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, this is what Hashem commands. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread with which I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you out from the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna in it and lay it up before Hashem to be kept for your generations. As Hashem commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the people of Israel ate manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They ate manna. And they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. And an omer is the tenth part of an epah. I don't know if you noticed it, but it hinted at in this English translation and in the Hebrew also, especially in the Hebrew. It says, studying Torah, you will get your bread. Don't study Torah, and you will get your meat. Does anybody have any questions? We're going to start reading the essay from Rabbi Ashlag. The title of the essay is the general essay. You can find the handout in row 16, the right-hand column of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When you open that out, please scroll down to section 28. Excuse me, section 27B. And when you click on that, it will open up to section 6 of the introduction to the general preface. I will elaborate inside the book, and here I will be brief so as to not stray from the issue. It is explained in branch 1 and branch 4 in the order of the 10 Sephirot concerning the 4 Bechinot of 10 Sephirot of Or Yashar and Or Chozer, that in every 10 Sephirot there are 2 discernments of Hitpashtut, of expansion, and 2 discernments of Hitabut, increasing the Aviut, the essence, which expand from the root, which is the Keter of these 10 Sephirot. Chachma, considered broad Hishpatut, emerges first. This means that this Hishpatut contains all the light that extends from the En Sof to that emanate, and the Kli, called Or Ha'av, the thick light, meaning the will to receive contained in the Hishpatut of the light, for which it acquires disparity of form from the emanator, in whom there is no form of reception, and for which it becomes darker than the light, is still not revealed in this broad Hishpatut. There is so as much as long as it does its desire, does not intensify, craving additional abundance more than the measure of its Hishpatut. Instead, it is included in the above-mentioned coarse light for the perspective of the emanator and who wishes to bestow upon it. For this reason, it must reveal its vessels of reception and realize it from potential to actual. Hence, it grows thicker as it spreads, meaning its desire to extend more abundance than its measure of Hitpashtut increases. And the Hitabut that was made in this Hitpashtut is given its own name due to its intensification. It is called Bina because it is darker than the Or Chachma, in which the will to receive was revealed in actual fact. This Bina is still unfit to be an actual Kli, since its essence is from Chachma, but it is the root of the Kli, for the Kli can only be completed from the Hitabut, the thickening made in the second Hitpashtut. It is called Hitpashtut through a window, meaning that the additional abundance that Bina drew through her intensification spreads from her outwards. And this is called Or Chasadim. The opposite of the broad Hitpashtut, Aleph. First Hitpashtut, called the Or Chatzbut, the light of self, the light of essence. The Hitpashtut through a window that spreads from Bina is called Zeranpin, and it thickens as it spreads like the first Hitpashtut. This means that it too intensifies and to extend additional abundance more than the measure of its Hitpashtut from Bina. By that, it actualizes the vessels of reception contained in it. The second Hitabut is given its own name, since through this intensification, it grew darker than the light of Hitpashtut, and it is called Malchut. Bechina Dalit, which is the Hitabut created at the Hitpashtut through the window, called Malchut, is the complete vessel of reception, and not the 3 Behinot preceding it, which cascaded only to reveal this 4th Behinah. it is her that undergoes the first restriction, preventing herself from receiving abundance in this Bhagavad Dalit, due to the disparity of form revealed in her. This detaining force is called masach, a curtain or a screen, or pargod, a curtain, which means that it detains the abundance from shining and spreading within it. Also, this is the whole difference between the first hitabhut made in the broad hit pashtut and the hitabhut that was done in a hit pashtut through a window. This is because so in the first hitabhut, the tsumsum does not govern. Hence, it is fit for reception of light. This is why she is called a window, meaning receiving, as the house receives the daylight through the window in it. But in the second hitabhut, the force of tsumsum governs her, and she prevents herself from receiving the abundance in her aviyut. Hence it is called a masach, detaining the light. And after Bechina Dalit appeared with her masach, the light spread to her again, and the masach detains it, as mentioned above. Consequently, a zivug da haka'a is made on it, and 10 sefirot, the or chozer, emerge, as it is written in branch 3. The arrangement of these 10 sefirot is opposite from the 10 sefirot of Or Yashar, which emerged from below upwards, since the masach that elicited that great light, and which is its root, has become Keter. This is the meaning of their end is embedded in their beginning. Just as Keter is the beginning of the Rosh, of the head of the 10 sefirot, the Or Yashar, the end, which is Malchut, has become the beginning, and the Rosh of the 10 sefirot of Or Chozer. Thus Malchut has returned to being a Keter, and these 10 sefirot and Zeron Pin of the 10 sefirot of Or Yashar has now become Chachma, since the first receiver from the root is called Chachma. It is similarly with the rest, through Keter de Or Yashar, which becomes Malchut in the 10 sefirot of Or Chozer. Since it receives from Zeron Pin, de Or Chozer is Chachma of Or Yashar. It turns out that in the 10 sefirot, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeron Pin, and Malchut, the Or Yashar, the degrees are measured according to the purity from the coarse light. Where the purer is higher and more important. But in the 10 sefirot of Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeron Pin, and Malchut, of Or Chozer, the degrees are measured by the Aviyut, where the greater the aviyut in the degree, the higher it is and more important. This makes the higher ones in the 10 sefirot of Or Yashar lower in the 10 sefirot of Or Chozer, and the lower ones in the 10 sefirot of Or Yashar higher in the 10 sefirot of Or Chozer. The first 10 sefirot that spread from En Sof are called Adam Kadmon. These are the roots of the Kelim de Rosh. Hence, the 10 sefirot are named after the Kli de Rosh, Galgalta, or skull, Inaim, eyes, Ozenaim, ears, are the Keter, Chachma, and Bina of the 10 sefirot of Adam Kadmon, and Hotim, the nose, and Peh, the mouth, are Zeron Pin, and Malchut of the 10 Sefirot to Adam of Kadmon. It is known that the 10 Sefirot are integrated in one another, as it is written inside, Hence, each of the above-mentioned Galgalta, Inaim, and Oznaim expanded into 10 Sephirot. It is forbidden to speak of the 10 Sephirot that expanded in Galgalta and Enaim, which are Keter and Hakma, the 10 Sephirot of Adam Kadmon. And we have no dealings with them. We begin to speak from the Ozen down, from Bina and Zeran Pin and Malhut of Adam Kadmon. Also, it is known that the 10 Sephirot are Keter and 4 Behinot, Chachma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, and there are Or Panimi and Or Makif in them. This means that what has already been clothed in the Kli is called Or Panimi, inner light, and what has not yet been clothed in the Kli is called Or Makif, surrounding light. Thus, in each of the 10 Sephirot, the Ozen, the Adam Kadmon, are 5 internals, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, and 5 surrounding, Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. This is the end of section 6. Does anyone have any questions? We're going to stop right here in section 6 because we won't have enough time to do section 7 in the next 10 minutes. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom to all. I hope you have a good week.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, and thank you.
You're welcome.